Be'ezrat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, today's podcast is entitled The Cow and the Crisis, and it helps us learn how even the most seemingly terrible situations in life are all for the best. Back in 18th century Eastern Europe, a Hasidic Rebbe was walking down a country road with one of his students. Toward evening, they encountered a dilapidated house on the outskirts of a village. Three children were playing in the yard, all barefoot, wearing torn, tattered, and patched clothes. Their father came out of the barn and greeted the rabbi and his student with a warm Shalom Aleichem. Well, the Rebbe smiled back, surveying the surroundings. He asked the villager, "Do you have enough to live on?" Well, the villager pointed to the pasture nearby. He says, "I have a small cow. We use half the milk she gives for our own use, and we make our own butter, cheese, and yogurt. I exchange the other half for bread and other goods. It's not easy, but thank God we manage." The rabbi and his student continued on their way. Passing by the pasture, he saw the villager's small cow. On the edge of the pasture was a deep pit. The rabbi said to his student, "Come, help me push the cow into the pit." The student was shocked. How could the rabbi do such a cruel thing? Yet he didn't say a word, because this wasn't the first time he saw his holy Rebbe do something that wasn't at all logical, but always for the best. Well, 3 years transpired. The rabbi and his student walked down the same country road that led to the same village they had frequented 3 years earlier. But this time, there was no dilapidated shack and cow barn. A three-story mansion with a magnificent stone facade now stood in its place. Once again, the homeowner came out to greet the rabbi. At his side were three children, impeccably groomed and dressed in royalty. The rabbi turned to his student. He said, "Do you remember this man?" Well, the student didn't. This was the poor villager with the three barefoot children and the cow that we encountered 3 years ago. Turning to the owner of the mansion, the rabbi said, "Tell me, my friend, what transpired in the last 3 years?" Well, the homeowner said, "I've had a stroke of very good fortune. It all began with tragedy. My cow fell into a pit 3 years ago and we were left without an income. My income was never that great, but we were used to it. So now when it was gone, we didn't know where the next meal would come from. My wife and I cried out to Hashem. An hour or two after the villager and his wife cried out to Hashem from the bottom of their hearts, our burly Cossack knocked on the door. He demanded a glass of whiskey and then demanded it fast. The villager didn't know what to do. Whiskey? He could barely afford a crust of old bread. He didn't have any whiskey at home. But he remembered out in the backyard the empty oak barrel. He poured two glasses of water into the barrel, swished them around a few times, then re-poured them into a glass and gave them to the Cossack, who downed it in one gulp. Well, this is the best whiskey I ever had, the Cossack declared. Have plenty of it on hand tomorrow because I'm coming back with my comrades. So he gave the villager a 10-ruble gold coin and he left. Well, elated, the villager bought a keg of whiskey and had enough left over to feed his family. Eventually, he began distilling his own whiskey with his own profits, and he built his mansion and his inn, which was the most popular inn in the area. Well, had the cow not fallen into a pit, he'd still be eking out the barest living for his wife and barefoot children, all dressed in rags. Well, what do we learn from this? Few of us have cows and pits, but we all have crises from time to time. Sometimes we harbor doubts and extreme negative emotions because of our crises. Even our emunah is challenged. But we remember that our crisis comes from the Creator. And if we remember that our Creator is the loving Father in heaven that's doing everything for our ultimate benefit, this completely changes our attitude. Well, most people yearn for a comfort zone existence. They don't like change, and they certainly don't want crises. But the Almighty knows that we're capable of much more. Maybe we lack the courage or confidence to look for a better job, or to strive to go higher, or to do something that we never believed we could do. So what does the Almighty do? He throws our cow into a pit. The cow is our limitations. It's that little jail we put ourselves in. He throws us out of our comfort zone so that we can prove to ourselves that we are capable of much more. Now, we don't want our cow to fall into a pit. Certainly not. But if she does, it's all for the best. The crises of life force us to grow, to rise to challenges, and to be our very best. They're also a gift from above to prepare us for some tremendous gift that we never dreamed of. Wait and see. God bless always.